Mike Peck from the Rockford IceHogs. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Happy vasectomy week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, yeah, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament is usually vasectomy week for guys. That's
oh, makes sense.
I guess
that makes total sense.
Yeah, I guess it's like a 30% uptick in guys getting clipped this week.
And I'm guessing probably like Wednesday, right? So like, I just, you know, you got to give me 4 days to recover here.
Right, but I think the idea is you do it so you can start recovering on the first day of the tournament, so you can sit around, watch basketball with a bag of peas on your junk, and, you know, and you get away with it without getting in trouble. So, you know, it's
just listening to the doctor, right? The first time in history a man has listened to a doctor, anybody in particular.
Look, it's a high price to pay to watch sports in peace, though, if you ask me.
Yes, it really is.
Mike Peck, of course, the emperor of business, whatever, for the Rockford IceHogs. He's the brain over there. You're the brain, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of climbing the ladder right now to get up to the skull, I guess, of the IceHogs. Is that what it would be? It's not quite a throne.
Right. Yeah. There's a big flaming skull, and yeah, or is it like the throne of swords from Game of Thrones? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's similar, but not really anywhere close.
Yeah,
because I'm in the basement and there's no windows. And if it's 80 and sunny or Armageddon happening up in, you know, at the street level of downtown Rockford, I would have no idea.
And plus, you would have to usurp the king, and that's Hammy. And I don't think you can take him.
Not the big pig.
So, you guys doing some kind of special this weekend? Actually, honoring frontline heroes. How you doing that?
Yeah, it's we're really excited for this. So, well, first off, the stupid COVID thing hit again, so our games have been pushed back from tonight and tomorrow to Sunday and Monday.
Oh, good to know.
Sunday and Monday is when the IceHogs will be taking on the Iowa Wild. Both games at 6 o'clock. But what we're doing, pregame warm-ups, the IceHogs, so, you know, we wear three sets of jerseys typically. We have our reds and our whites,
sure.
And then we have our alternate jerseys, which are the gray that have kind of that old-school pig on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're not wearing those gray jerseys in games this year, so what we're doing this weekend, we're going to wear those jerseys for pregame warm-ups, and each player on the back are going to have the last name of a frontline worker from our community on the back.
Oh, that's really cool.
They've been nominated by, you know, different hospitals or the police department or fire department or sheriff's department, and those players are going to be wearing those jerseys this weekend for warm-ups. They're going to autograph them, and then we're going to give those frontline heroes the player's jersey sometime next week.
That's very cool. That's a really cool thing you're doing. I mean, and it's not like the least anyone can do, right, to at least recognize these people.
Well, I almost felt bad, you know, here on staff we're talking, and, you know, we're reaching out to these different organizations, and we're saying, hey, can you pick out a couple of people that, you know, have gone above and beyond? It's like, how in the heck do you do that if you're working in a hospital? Like, how do you pick out, like, you know, four people? You can't.
Right.
I mean, everyone
here is going above and beyond. Right. Yeah. So that's tough.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, we're grateful for all the frontline workers. And, you know, I know, like, the folks in hospitals and stuff, and they're the ones you think of first. And we're definitely grateful. But, you know, also everybody who's been working in grocery stores and truck drivers. And
sure.
I mean, just think about everybody who's helped make our economic system go here over the last year, because it's been brutal, and these folks have been out there, and it's been awesome to see everybody come through and work together.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, you know, because I know a few nurses, people who went through nursing school and got nursing jobs, and pre-pandemic, that's already an insane amount of hours that you're working. And so pandemic hits, like, you have no idea that the next year of your life is going to be nonstop. You know what I mean? It's pretty crazy. So it's really cool that you're recognizing those people.
Yeah, and here we're getting ready for a rather, you know, on the grand scale of thing, you know, a meaningless hockey game this week, and these people are literally saving lives every day. So it is the least we could do.
Yeah, you know, you call it meaningless, but it's really not. You know, sports is important to people too, and it's a good platform, you know, because you know people are paying attention to it. You know, so when you really want to say something, it's a great platform to have. It's a great mountain to shout from, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's, I guess you're right. It's an escape from reality. We talk about that quite a bit, you know, whether it's a pandemic or whatever it might be, you know, just a bad week at work, you know, come to an IceHogs game and get away from reality for a little bit and enjoy yourself. And obviously right now we're not having folks out at games, but at least you can watch or listen and, you know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's the least we can do. Yeah, I think we found it. The very least we can do. But it's really cool that you guys are doing that. So the games have been postponed a couple of days. Who did it this time? Was it Cleveland again?
No, it wasn't Cleveland this time. They got us the first two times. It's our good dear friend from Des Moines, Iowa.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Why is it? Why is it Des Moines and why is it Des Plaines?
Right.
Has anyone ever figured this out?
I think it's because nobody wants to pronounce it Des Plaines. Because that's how you would pronounce it if you were following those rules. And nobody wants to sound like that guy from Fantasy Island.
Yeah, Tattoo, or what is
yeah,
that guy's
Tattoo.
Name?
Nobody wants to sound like Tattoo when they're talking about that town in Illinois. Where are you from? Des Plaines, Des Plaines. Nobody.
Well, I mean, O'Hare's right there. I mean, who cares? It kind of fitting.
Yeah, I don't think it would be bad, but, you know, it's the same language, but I think it's that Midwest laziness of pronunciation. We just read it
it's
way
America.
We see
America
it.
America screws everything up, you know?
Right, exactly. But, yeah, so, man, it was cool to have you on again. And, of course, if you want to watch or listen to the Rockford IceHogs game, you can do so, of course, AHL TV. How do you get AHL TV?
Just go to AHLTV.com. And right now they actually have some big-time discounts for the rest of the season. Since we're about halfway through the season already. And you can watch through that. Of course, you can tune into Sports Fan Radio and listen to the great Joseph Zakrzewski. And if you can say his name, we'll give you a pat on the back.
Yeah, that's why the rest of the world just calls him Joey Z.
Yeah, I was trying to give his email address to someone the other day, and I'm like, oh, boy, this isn't going to go well.
How does he not change that?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure I don't know. He's been spelling it his entire life. Now, my last name is Peck. Your last name is Wood. We had four letters in our last name growing up as a kid. Can you imagine with, like, you know, Zakrzewski or Mike Krzyzewski or whatever his name is for the, you know, the Duke Blue Devils, or, you know, some of these long names, you
right.
know, it's just like, how long does it take those kids to learn to spell their last name?
Yeah. And plus with like a timed quiz, you have to write your name at the top. That's not fair.
Yeah. Right.
That's not fair.
So that immediately for you and I, it throws out the excuse. Well, geez, I got a late start on this time quiz.
Right.
We had four letter last names.
Well, you can hear the great Joey Z on Sports Fan Radio 1330 calling every Ice Hogs game. And next one is Sunday.
Sunday, 6 o'clock, and it'll be awesome.
All right, Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs. Thank you very much. IceHogs.com for all things Ice Hogs. Thanks again, Mike.
Happy spring.
Yeah, happy first day of spring tomorrow, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
can't
Mike.
Wait.
All right, Mike, take it easy.
You too.